Yo, you have now tuned in to the Destined for Greatness Work in Progress podcast, and I am your host, Antoine Edmondson, husband, father, hip-hop artist, and I jump on here every single day and become your personal hype man to help you reach your goals. Let's get into it. You are destined for greatness. So maybe you should consider getting an office. Yes. Get an office. This is for my people, obviously, who work at home, but I think a lot of us do work at home if we have goals, you feel me? Whether it's studying, whether it's reading, whether it's planning, like budgeting, whatever it is, maybe your home isn't the best place to execute these plans. Why? Man, at home, there's so many distractions. And it's so comfortable at home. You know what I mean? Like when I was working at the restaurant, I would go to the restaurant. And at the restaurant, if you're just chilling, sitting down, like at home, if I'm just sitting on the couch, if I take a nap, everybody's like, bro, what are you doing? We got work to do, fam. So same thing goes over here when it comes to working on your goals. Like, there is no one holding you accountable, right? You are holding yourself accountable. So unless someone is with you, no one's holding you accountable. And the easy thing to do when you're not being held accountable by like a boss looking over your shoulder like, hello, what are you doing? Did you finish the task yet? You can relax. You don't push into it because you're at home. Oh, I'm hungry. I'm about to eat this food. Oh, I need to wash the dishes. I need to vacuum. I need to clean the tub. And yes, you may need to do all that stuff. But the problem is your tasks don't get done, son. They don't get done. And this is true, because that's what I noticed between me being efficient with work and not. Like, I'm at home. My wife is like, yo, can you hold my tanner when I go to the restroom? Then she go to the restroom and be taking all day. And it messes up my creative groove. Or my tanner, my daughter, wants me to hold her. She's one. She wants me to hold her, right? And so then I'm not in my creative groove. And then I have to shut the door and get away. And then she's upset. And then da-da-da-da-da. Like, it's just too much. Just too much. Too many micro distractions versus going to the library. And I'm just there by myself, or I'm a coffee shop there by myself in my zone. Nobody's talking to me. Nobody wants my attention. And when I get there, the purpose is to get work done, not at home where I'm just looking around. You feel me? And sometimes it's good to get up, take a shower, get dressed, go out somewhere. I'm debating this right now just because of the gas, right? So it's the gas. Like, what are you going to do if you don't have the money to spend all that gas driving to and from places? Don't know yet. Don't have the answer to that question. What I've been doing is I actually record this podcast in the car, in our garage, because it has good acoustics in the car. Or I'll go up into my daughter's room and I'll do work there. I just find a place where I can be quiet, where no one bothers me. And it's about setting boundaries if you're going to work at home. But what I want you to know, is that just consider getting an office. It doesn't have, you don't have to pay for the space. You can go to a coffee shop, go to the library. But like my wife and I, we need to plan stuff for our business. And I think the stuff that has been holding us back is like Montana's there. My wife is like, come on, we can plan. And then we go to plan and Montana's doing this and doing this. And then I get frustrated because I'm in business mode and my wife is taking care of Montana. I need full attention. We can get so much done in an hour, but our attention is fragmented for an hour. We don't get anything done. And so if you're anything like me, living a home life like me, it's time maybe to consider getting an office. If you got kids, maybe finding someone to watch your kids while you have a meeting. Figure it out, yo. Figure it out. It's worth it. It's worth it. What I'm learning is there are so many small things that lead to big success. So many small things. And when we cut out these micro distractions, we're going to get farther, faster. Let's go, baby. Ow! I'm juiced right now. I'm so juiced. I don't know. I don't know why. Thank you for listening. Please connect with me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and let me know if you're planning to get a home office or not. For the people who are reviewing the podcast on Apple Podcasts and all the other platforms, thank you for that. If you haven't reviewed it, please leave a review. If you find value in this podcast, it would mean a lot to me. It will help other people find this podcast. And speaking of other people finding a podcast, why don't you send it to just one person? Just send it to one person. One person who... send it to one person you think might enjoy this episode. And the song of the day, today is Passport. You can listen to it more using the description in this episode. And you can also find my social handles in the description to this episode. Just remember that you are destined for greatness and a work in progress. So act like it and live like it. Peace. You know it's AJ. He's in a place to be, huh? Yo, I'm pushing 27 and I never had a passport. Christmas came and I never thought to ask for it, yeah. I had J's on my mind, say Lamar still open Saturday up in the line. Feeling like the man, money more than back in school. You know the girls gon' jock if I'm wearing these shoes. Hindsight 2020, I sound like a fool. Granny should've saved all that money on them shoes. Could've used all that bread to send the grandson to Africa instead of putting sneaker boxes in the Attica. All the white kids gon' trip for spring break, and I'm at home watching reruns of Ricky Lake. So from this point on, I'm about to see the world, cause the day's coming soon when I have a little girl. And I'ma work hard to give her everything she asks for. But for Christmas, I'm giving her a passport.
Hey, let's get away and get a room on the other side of the world, of the world, of the end of the world. There's so much I haven't seen and too much I've never done. So let's fly, let's fly to the end of the world.
Went to college 5 years, never studied abroad. Why? Instead of books, I was studying bras. I look back in my life, it was clear I got lost on the road to success, and I've ridden, got off. I got caught in pretty smiles, I should stay for a while. Next day I got a test, it's not an anatomy. Scores came back and it's not satisfactory. Needed 3 off, I was trying to go to France. Wouldn't been in Paris before Kanye had the chance. But I was too busy trying to get in Britney fans. Should have been planning Italy for spring break, posting all the pictures of the memories that we made. So from this point on, I gotta see the world, cause the day's coming soon when I have a little girl. And I'ma work hard to give her everything she asks for. But for Christmas, I'm giving her a passport.
Hey, let's get away and get a room on the other side of the world, of the world, of the end of the world. There's so much I haven't seen and too much I've never done. So let's fly, let's fly to the end of the world.
Got a homie Kenji and I met him through my frat. The first time we talked, like we friends from way back. I look up to him, although we the same age. Brilliant how he thinks, see the world the same way. 2 years ago, he left the country for the first time. Same period that I started dropping dope rhymes. Got a project called Passport Life. I wonder to myself, what's this passport hype? More people got a Facebook than they got those. We create culture instead of let it expose us to a place that's past these states. To chase those moments with the money we make. So from this point on, I'm about to see the world, cause the day's coming soon when I have a little girl. And I'ma work hard to give her everything she asks for. But for Christmas, I'm giving her a passport.
Hey, let's get away and get a room on the other side of the world, of the world, of the end of the world. There's so much I haven't seen and too much I'm never.
Let your love shine vibrantly. Come fly with me, be alive with me. Let your love shine vibrantly. Come fly, be alive with me. Let your love shine vibrantly.